We're back here on In Focus News Radio, KMAN, and final segment of our show, and it's going to be an extended segment because we have a special guest in the studio, Dr. Steve Smethers, the director of the A.Q. Miller School of Journalism at Kansas State University, is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Don't you just love that voice?
I do. Yes, I do.
I gave you my very best radio voice, Dave.
You did?
I brought my very best radio face with me today as well.
And tie. Uh-huh. And I made mention to him when he stepped into the studios this morning, Brandon. I think it's the first time I've ever seen him not wear something purple.
Oh, yeah, all my purple's in the laundry, ready for Friday. Big.
You do laundry like once every 2 months,
exactly,
like I do, right?
Yes, uh-huh. Exactly.
Well, it certainly is good to have you in here, and I really appreciate you making the time to come out here because I saw the email come down Friday, and it said that you're going to not only be inducted into the Hall of Fame, but also get the Distinguished Service Award, and we're very proud of you here, and, you know, as broadcasters, we got to stick together.
That's right. And you know what makes this so special? It's the fact that I didn't really know about it. It was a surprise. We had some faculty members and alumni who went together to do this. And the only time I smelled a rat was when all of a sudden people started asking me questions about my career and things like that. Now, one of the things we haven't announced yet, I saved it for your show this morning. I'm going to retire in June of 2022. And so everybody knows that. We're going to release it through University Relations tomorrow along with this story. But it is one of those things where I thought, oh, okay, well, they're probably putting something together for the end of the year. I had no idea that it was going to be a KAB award. And frankly, I was so surprised that I was selected. Dave and I were just talking about the fact that so many times the people who are selected for the awards are people who have had more of an active role in commercial broadcasting. It's very rare that an educator comes along, although I piddled around in commercial radio for about 15 years in my life, too. So, you know, it's really is an honor, and it really was a very humbling experience. The announcement was made, and all of a sudden, my social media platform started exploding, and it crept into Facebook, and I have like 1,500 friends on Facebook, and I swear half of them sent me a message on this. I was getting messages this morning from people who heard about it on the 6 o'clock news here at KMAN. So, you know, it's really been humbling, very gratifying, and I've heard from a lot of my former students. And a lot of my former students, not only from here, but Oklahoma State University and Northwest Missouri State University as well. It's been very nice.
Well, it's interesting because I did post it to our Facebook page and our Twitter page, and for whatever reason, news doesn't get a lot of traction on Twitter unless it's K-State news here. Mm-hmm. And I think we had maybe one of our better performing tweets on Friday, just the fact that, you know, that announcement was made, and so many students and faculty I know got on there and commented well wishes on our Twitter account here, and it was neat to see that.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. That was very nice.
Well, Dave, he's a fellow Hall of Famer, and I'm sure he's got some things he wants to talk to you about.
You know, and it doesn't necessarily revolve around the Hall of Fame. I knew I was going to be nominated because Rich Wartell had asked me a whole bunch of questions. I thought I was going to be in for, like, the Community Service, the Tony Jewell Award, or the Sonny Slater Award, which, you know, you and I both had worked with Sonny Slater back in the days at KSAL.
And would have meant a lot in its own right.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then when Rich called me up and told me that I'm going to be going into the Hall of Fame, I'm like going, I mean, totally mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Totally mind-blowing experience, and I'm sure that was probably. Who told you?
Who told me?
Who called you and let you know that you were going into the Hall of Fame?
This was actually a notification from the from the office. So Allison Mazzi, the new director of the KAB, had notified Gloria Freeland, who sent the message in or sent the application in to start with. And
okay,
for those of you who don't know, Gloria Freeland retired last year. She was the director of the Huck Boyd National Center for community media here at K-State. And so it had been turned in by Gloria, and so what they do, they have a custom where the person who submits the nomination is the person who notifies the recipient. And so that's what happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You see, Brandon, Steve and I have a history that goes way, way back to the 1980s, mid-80s. You were working on your master's at K-State,
yes,
right?
I was.
And we became friends, and we may or may not have shared an awful lot of laughs in that booth over there by the DJ booth. Oh, my goodness, we had an awful lot of fun together and have been
Station.
Great friends ever
mm-hmm.
since. Obviously, for me, this comes as no surprise, but one of the things, and you touched base on this, and this is one of the things, I believe I pointed it out to you 2 years ago when we were mm-hmm. there for the Hall of Fame, that there are only, to the best of my knowledge, two other educators mm-hmm. that had been in the Hall of Fame for the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. And Tom Hedrick
mm-hmm.
is one.
That's right.
And I don't know if he taught. I don't believe he did, but Dev Nelson. But he was, you know, part of the university. And who was the other one? You and I talked about this.
I believe somebody from KU.
It was somebody from KU. I'm drawing a blank on that. But last year, and I think that this was something that you and I talked about, mm-hmm. was getting Ralph Titus involved.
Yes.
And he's going to be recognized last year, not for his induction last year because it was done virtually, but there's going to be a part of the KAB ceremonies coming up on October 3rd mm-hmm. to include him.
What they will do is have little video clips that are going to be played that will be about last year's inductees. And Ralph Titus, for people who don't know, Ralph was the longtime manager, program director of KSAC KKSU Radio, the extension station, which left the air in November of 2002. And Ralph was a celebrated veteran of broadcasting throughout Kansas and down in Oklahoma as well. He was an anchor for WKY Television in Oklahoma City for a short time. He took a little siesta, went down, became an Okie for a while, and came back. And Ralph's presence on this campus was really larger than life. And so it's a very, very fitting tribute.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and let's talk a bit about your career, because I didn't realize you started in Iola.
Yeah. You know, like, if you remember the Mary Tyler Moore Show and Ted Baxter.
And so you were Ted Baxter?
He always said it all began at a little 500-watt radio station, and it actually did begin at a little 500-watt radio station. And you know something? I got a job offer, true story, when I wrote a complaint letter to the local radio station, and I was very nice, I was very genuine about it. They had made a major programming change that I didn't like. I was a 16-year-old kid. They played top 40 music in the afternoons, and all of a sudden one day I went home and there was nothing but country music coming out of the radio, and I thought, what the heck is this, right? And so I sat down and wrote a very nice letter, and I got a letter back from the manager. His name was Welcome Stanton, and in my acceptance speech in Wichita, I'm going to talk about Welcome. Welcome Stanton sent me a letter, and he said, you know, this is probably one of the best letters we've ever received from a listener. And he said, you know, it's really hard for us to find people in the area who know how to write or maybe who have the natural skills for being in the media business. We'd really like to have you come down and see the station sometime. So Mom and I went on a shopping trip to Iola one day. I grew up in southern Anderson County. Iola was the biggest city close by. It's about 45 miles away. So we go to Kay Allen Radio, and she leaves me there. And so I get a tour of the station. Welcome meets me at the door. I get a tour of the station. And it was just a little small-town radio station, but I thought I was on a tour of CBS. I had absolutely no idea how they did all this stuff, Brandon. It was just, to me, it was magic to watch this happen. And so Welcome said, hey, by the way, before you go, I wonder if you would record something for me. I thought, what? You know, so I sat down. He turned on a tape recorder. This was back in the days of recording tape, Brandon. Yep. And so turn on a tape recorder, and I read an AP newscast and a couple of commercial scripts. I said, but welcome, I don't know how to read this. Oh, just go ahead. Just show me what you know about this. So I read it. He came back. He listened to the tape. He looks at me, and he says, you know, as soon as your voice deepens a little bit, we could use you around here. I practically floated out of that out of that radio station. Then that year, later that year, 1968, they put a show together called the Anderson Coffee County Hour. This was back in the days when you would have remote studios at various cities out in the out in your listening areas, kind of a takeoff on the newspaper's local columns, you know, from area towns. And so anyway, he hired me to be the reporter for Southern Anderson County. So our towns were, where I lived, Selma, Kincaid, Lone Elm, Colony, where I went to high school, and Welda. And so I was reporting this news on Kay Allen every single day. I would get out of class, go to study hall, run down to the principal's office, do my telephone report, and go back to school. I did that for an entire year. And all of a sudden, one day, Welcome asked me, he said, you know, we need somebody around here to write copy. Do you think you could write copy for us? I said, I bet I could. And so I went to work as a copywriter. Then all of a sudden, he put me in covering news. Then all of a sudden, one of their announcers left. They needed a weekend announcer, and he put me on the air. I was 16 years old. And Dave, as we were talking before we went on the air, you know, for me, I have never known not being in the public eye since I was 16, you know. And it's amazing, as I look at retirement in June, one of my biggest things is that I don't want to be irrelevant. I want to still make an impact for as long as I possibly can. So there's a lot of big decisions to make about retirement. But yeah, that's how I got into the business. Came to K-State and majored in this stuff after Allen County Community College. And then my very first job out of college was KSAL in Salina.
First one. You know, and that's a big first job.
It is a big
because
first
you know
job.
I grew up listening to that. I remember hearing you on KSAL on the farm tractor, that was the station that my family grew up listening to.
Sure.
And when I went to work there in 1987, my mom and dad thought that I had reached the precipice of radio.
And I think we all thought that.
Yeah.
You know, because you know the Stewart Broadcasting Company owned KSAL. And KSAL had these beautiful studios on East Iron Avenue. You walked in and everything, it's just like walking into this station. Everything was new. Everything was plush. Everything smelled new. Everything worked, you know. And
that's unusual, isn't it?
Yeah, that's very unusual. And it was just great. And, you know, KSAL was fun because it was the only job I ever had. I actually went to work as the program director for the very first program director for their FM, KYEZ.
Really? Beautiful
it was
music
a beautiful
at the time.
Music station. Oh, yeah. That's the weather from Stereo 94, KYEZ, where the climate is sunny, no matter the weather. You know, that kind of stuff. I was one of those.
Perfect.
I was one of those.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I had the opportunity to go on the air next door, and I did. But, you know, it was so funny. That was a great era of radio because the music they were playing was designed to appeal to adults, right? And but it was adult contemporary music. Well, when you're a hit-oriented format, you're at the mercy of who's recording at the time. And that was right at the time that disco was becoming a big factor in the top 40 in the country. And so you'd have a lot of awkward moments when you're this old, established, old girl radio station that's been on the air for 65 years or whatever it was at the time. And our mutual friend Sonny Slater would be, and that's the farm markets on KSAL. I'm Sonny Slater. And now here's KC and the Sunshine Band and Shake Your Booty.
Were you ever on the air when you look over across the glass and Sonny's taking a siesta?
Oh, yes. I've seen a lot of people sleep on the air before.
Oh, Brad has never seen me do that. But, you know, you and there are so many commonalities. You are also an owner or part owner of a radio station in Northwest Kansas.
Yeah, and it was probably the epitome of what I did in broadcasting because, Dave, you grew up in the rural area just like I did. And when you grow up in a small area, you have this deep respect for community. And you also have this deep respect for what for what media is to a small town. And whether it's a newspaper, a radio station, a television station, I don't care what it is. If you reflect the personality of that community, that's so important. And I learned a lot in working for the Stewart Company. I learned a lot from my first job at Kay Allen Radio in Iola. But I learned so much what it means to be the mouthpiece for a town. And I was only 26 at the time that we did this. I was 26 when we bought the radio station and then sold it in 83 when I was in my early 30s. And during the time I was there, I was able to fit in, even though I was a young whippersnapper. I was able to fit in because I understood the small town. I understood the workings of a small town. And I understood what it took to be successful in a small town. And when we bought that station, it was the call letters were KNBI, which I just hated. You know, that'd been their call sign ever since they went on the air. And after about 2 months, it was very evident to me that if we were going to have the financial turnaround we needed to change the call letters. And so I came up with KQNK, which is the sign that they still use today. And the studios are located out east of Norton on a paved road. It used to be called Old Country Club Road. Well, you can only call a place Old Country Club Road for so long before people no longer know what you're talking about. Why is that called Old Country Club Road? And so the county commissioners changed it to KQNK Road. So not only did I name a radio station, I also named a road.
Now, Steve, we've only got 3 minutes left in the program here, so I'm just going to do some rapid fire stuff with
you.
You got your doctorate at Oklahoma State University.
No, I got it at Missouri.
Oh, at Missouri.
Mm-hmm. I did missionary work in Missouri.
But you were at OSU for a while, too.
Yeah, I taught it 10 years at
you
OSU.
You taught there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
When did you come back to Manhattan?
In 2002.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You also had, I think was wonderful, the old radio symposium.
Yeah.
I love those sessions. I only got to go to a couple of them. But those were, I mean, your passion for radio and its history were exemplified there.
Oh, thank you.
If you were to look back, and let me also say something about the Steve Smethers that I know him as a friend and not necessarily as an educator, but I know of your passion to teach. Mm-hmm. And you are an exemplary teacher. I've been in some of your classrooms, and it is amazing how you have been able to embrace your passion for radio in the classroom. And I think that that sets you apart from just about any other educator that I have ever come across. And I think that that's a true testament to your legacy. Oh, if you were to look back, what are you most proud of?
I'm most proud of... I can't even count them anymore.
Somebody
said you've probably had thousands of students, and that's really true. Over 40 years. For 40 years, this is all I've known. And when you have that many students at various universities, they add up after a while. But for every one of them, they're all the same. They all needed somebody to inspire them. They needed somebody who cared about them. And I've always tried to do that. And I've always tried to familiarize people with the expectations of the industry. I was always tried to make them feel like they're a part of something bigger than they are.
You know what my favorite bit about Steve Smethers is? Of all the great things he's done, he has got the greatest laugh. It is like the most boisterous and genuine laugh that I have ever known. And we have shared a lot of them. I am so happy for you.
Well, thank you.
I'm proud of you as a friend, and excited to witness you being inducted into the Kansas Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame on October 3rd.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Brandon. This has been fun.
Yep. On behalf of all of us at Manhattan Broadcasting, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
He's a true friend to radio.
Yes, indeed.